Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 10 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us, just you and me. Every week I'll take a couple of segments and talk about things on my mind. And today I want to talk about why the marketplace is more than fear and greed. You know, folks, this is the 20th edition of my new regular series that focuses on the macro and micro elements of small business success in the post-coronavirus economy. Normal is a term used by those who haven't made a pandemic payroll. Fear and greed. Individually, they represent two of the purest primal emotions of modern humans. The headwaters of both spring from the emotion-dwelling part of the brain called the amygdala. When used together, fear and greed, it's appropriate that fear is first because it represents a primitively instinctive and less reasoned response. When an unexpected blast occurs, we duck first and determine the caliber of the cannon later, right? It's a very primitive emotion. Unlike fear, as an emotion, greed is a wholly owned human franchise. When people progressed to produce more than was needed for survival, the luxury of greed was born. Greed is a modern human emotion. But as different as these two are, humans have leveraged them in tandem for 10,000 years to form the paradoxical pendulum that created and continues to power one of the most important human creations, the marketplace. No doubt you've heard the maxim, fear and greed drive the marketplace. While delivering the most meaning with the fewest letters, these two words are a model of efficiency that any manager could love. But brevity often paints with a broad brush, which can create unfortunate impressions. Unfortunate because that handy maxim is increasingly fostering negative marketplace connotations to the extent of disparaging capitalism as one of the bad isms. Alas, marketplace history is replete with episodes that tend to support such an unfortunate assessment. Consequently, as we move into the post-pandemic economy, new regular expectations will require a more righteous set of marketplace specifications beyond fear and greed. So as we participate in and influence the ism debate, Main Street operators should promote the fact that there are many kinder and gentler emotions and motivations that drive our marketplace. I've got seven that I want to talk to you about. First is security. Being warm-blooded, Homo sapiens come with a physiological need to eat regularly, if not daily. Plus, as the hairless weenies of the family Animalia, we require protection from the elements. A friend of mine expresses his appreciation to customers with, "Thanks for the food and shelter." The desire for security to possess or have available the essentials of life is a strong human emotion, and an important marketplace motivator, and civilization is the better for that. Families next. Unlike birds and reptiles, human babies take a long time to fledge. From the nest, of course, right? And it's just as well because they're so darn cute and cuddly, at least until they're about 14, right? So on behalf of our family, our parental procreation instincts motivate us to hunt and gather in the marketplace. To paraphrase Adam Smith, the invisible hand of providing for family contributes to the marketplace that serves the world. No other ism does that. Self-respect is next. If nothing else, humans are social beings. But creating and living in communities comes with a price, paid in a currency we call responsibility. Our ability to think in the abstract produces self-awareness. which when blended with responsibility, creates self-respect. Many marketplace opportunities have been created and the world benefited when self-respect wouldn't let someone quit. Does that sound familiar, my friends? I bet you know all about that. Your self-respect wouldn't let you quit. And a variation on the self-respect emotion serves as an increasingly prominent new regular expectation, a motivation to help the less fortunate. Self-respect is powerful. Ambition is next. Motivating us beyond survival, ambition is perhaps the closest kin to greed. But unlike greed, ambition blends well with other emotions. Consequently, when ambition is forged with self-respect, for example, a uniquely human alloy is born, the quest for excellence. The quest for excellence represents the intellectual infrastructure upon which productive organizations and markets are built. Successful ambition seeks the attainable excellence, not the fool's errand, perfection. Successful ambition seeks the attainable excellence, not the fool's errand, perfection. Next is innovation. Many things separate humans from other life forms, but perhaps the most interesting is our primordial tendency to tinker. To any innovator worth his protoplasm or her protoplasm, nothing is ever quite right. Surely, one more try will produce a stronger model, a better flavor, or another route. Without the innovation obsession, Mr. Edison might never have created the light bulb, and Mr. Kellogg may never have discovered the cornflake. Can't imagine where civilization would be without marketplace innovations and those two life essentials. Now, creativity. It's the fraternal twin of innovation. But creativity wells up from a deeper visceral spring. Unlike innovation, which is born of need, creativity is its own reward. In terms of purity, this marketplace motivator may be the most sublime because it typically disregards compensation. The security emotion causes the artist to sell her work, but that's not why she paints. Diet Coke is an innovation of the 19th century creation Coca-Cola. The marketplace continually renews itself because creativity is the impertinent free spirit emotion that asks the two marketplace building questions, why and why not? Creativity is to the marketplace what water is to life. You could have one without the other, but not for very long. And last is curiosity. This is perhaps the only emotion on the list that we share with other sentient beings. Everyone knows what killed the cat. But curiosity is different in humans in that we do something with the evidence found in our inquiries. When we look for why something worked, when we find it, we can do something with that. And that something is almost always something that strengthens the marketplace. It's almost always something that benefits marketplace participants, whether it's another business or a customer. Finally, fear and greed are the original marketplace founding emotions, but be prepared to remind the uninitiated who don't make payroll that there are other powerful, productive, and more redeeming marketplace emotions and motivators. And the reason we should focus on these more is because there's no question that these other seven that I just gave you and however many others you want to come up with, they definitely enjoy better PR than fear and greed. In the new regular post-pandemic economy, be prepared to defend the marketplace and capitalism with the full list of emotions and motivators. I'm Jim Blessing. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Yeah, we dance, dance, dance. Stop my people, baby, after you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.